okay performance first half. I thought they played quite well first half, and I don't think we actually made our mark on the game. But at half time, I encouraged our players to show some more self-belief, a bit more tenacity, and some more courage. And we certainly in the second half stepped it up, and you know, we've just been counting in there. I think at the moment we've got about we've got 14 players in our squad, plus four youth team players. And it's a nice feeling to have all these young lads around us, and the lads that are playing at the moment, we're changing it game after game, and everybody that comes in keeps doing well. But it was a very, very good second half performance. I'd say up there with the best. I don't think they had one shot, did they? Did they? Second half?
Yeah, it was the third shots, yeah.
What?
They had shots, but
did
not...
they win?
Hit the post.
I didn't see that. Did they? I didn't see that.
Stevens made a save to his left, I think.
One save, mate. Go on, next question.
I was speaking to some Barnet fans on the way back from Accrington on Saturday. They were saying about the games that you've had of late, they've been tough games, and they would have been happy with 4 points from them. You've now taken 7 out of the past few games, and you must be delighted with that.
Yeah, they've been tough games for the opposition. You're absolutely right. I see where you're coming from there, from Portsmouth or Accrington and for Plymouth. Everyone's been a tough game, and playing against our team, it is tough. It was nearly 2 years ago we played here against Halifax Town, and the score was a 4-0 defeat, and it could have been about 12-0. And from that day onwards, we've changed the whole group in a very short space of time. We've had more changes in early January, late December. We're evolving, we're moving forward as a group. We've got some very, very good young players coming through as well on the periphery. Another young lad played tonight, 18. So we're all moving forward. You know, it was a robbery at Accrington, there's no doubt about that. To get that point, two efforts in the last 10 minutes. I think we had one shot, scored two goals and robbed the point. Fantastic. But tonight, I thought we were good value for that win. And everyone once again played with top spirit, I'd say.
There wasn't a great deal of chances in the game, but when one came along for Andy Yardham, he took it brilliantly, didn't he?
Yeah, well, you don't get many chances against good teams. You know, to any level of football, you know, when you're well disciplined and you're well organised and you have good players, you know, ain't too bob football. This is good stuff. And we don't concede many chances. We haven't been conceding many goals. And then the key to it is to find people and players to unlock doors, be good at set plays. And with Andy there, it was a great move to take him from left back to put him into central midfield and to get that winning goal. And thankfully that tactical move worked for us tonight.
One of the main talking points in the game would be the long stoppages that we had for the injuries in the first half. But, were your players affected by the stoppages or not?
I think we were all affected by it. You know, it's as passionate as I am in a game of football and a will to win that I've got, I didn't enjoy that lad being down over the far side. It was scary. I didn't enjoy that at all. And there's more important things than football to me in my life than making sure everybody's going to be okay in my own team, and of course the opposition and the people that come to visit us here. I always want people to go home safe and well. I want it to be a very competitive game. And I will be checking tonight that he's okay. I've just spoken to Chris Brunt and to make sure that he's all right. But I haven't yet had the chance to speak to the other lad.
And finally, you announced the signing of James Roberts earlier on today. He made his debut today. How do you think he did?
He played well, didn't he? I've known about him for quite a while. I inquired about him a few weeks ago, but he wasn't available. And then, over the last couple of weeks, we've lost Elliot Johnson, Sean Batt, and Chris Ackett to injury. So, you know, that takes us down, I think it is, to 13 senior players, plus Muggs, who's only just turned 20. So I got a call from Oxford a couple of days ago. He was sub on Friday, I think it was. I know what he can do. He's a good player. He's only 19. Matty Stevens has done great, hasn't he? Matty's done great. If we'd have been better as a team in the first half, he'd have probably scored. And he could have probably done with playing in the second half when more of the ball was up the other end of the pitch. But we didn't dominate enough possession. So it was hard for Matty. And then playing against the wind, I needed to change it. But again, once again, it's nothing Matty's done. It's it's all credit to the kid. He's a good player. And then to bring another one in now, you know, I know Roberts is a good player. He's a good player. So we're going to look after him. He's, and I'm pleased that Oxford have let us have him.